L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's Pharrell.
Coast to coast.
Steaks, chicks, stacks. You and I are going to make a lot of money. It's Pharrell. Coast to coast.
And we are back, hour number three, Pharrell Coast to Coast here on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Great to have everybody with us here today. Of course, round number one of the U.S. Open at Oakmont is underway. And it's great to have Keith Stewart from Read the Line back with us from Oakmont as we are moving along here in round number one. Keith, good to see you again. As always, let's get right into it here. I want to start with this. This was the first thing I was waiting all day to say to you. We spent 3 days, 4 days, weeks, whatever, talking about how this course was going to play. What was it going to be like? Was it going to be carnage? Was it going to be this? Been a little bit of a mixed bag, Keith. Now, look, you've only got, from when I last checked, and it's probably changed from now, 16 players under par. I know that that number's been moving around a bit, but right around in that general area. And you've got some guys with three unders and four unders and now even a five. But we also have a lot of guys who shot in the 80s this morning. So we kind of have a little bit of both ends of it so far, right, Keith?
We have. You know, it's interesting. If you just watch the coverage, you get skewed a little bit because all you see are the good shots, really. And every once in a while, you see a little bit of carnage. And you'd think that the place was playing, you know, like, oh, this is easy. This isn't your dad's U.S. Open. But guess what? The scoring average in the AM wave was five over par. And the scoring average right now in the PM wave is four over par. It looks like the guys, you know, maybe they're watching this morning a little bit. They understand how the pin positions, where the putts are breaking, because they're playing a little bit better in the afternoon. But for the most part, I mean, Oakmont's still winning, Mike.
Oakmont is still winning. And as I see these numbers start to stack up for some of these guys, what do you think, and I know this is hard to gauge still with a whole nother round to go tomorrow, what do you think we're going to be looking at this time tomorrow when you come on in terms of a cut? Because I'm starting to think it might be in the 6, 7, 8. Is it going to be that high?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be that high, Mike. So the low 60 in ties, which is a small number, smaller than any of the other majors. But 2016, when DJ won, it was 6 over par. That was the cut line. Right now, I think it's wavering back and forth math-wise between plus 6 and plus 7. It really will have a lot to do with how they set up the golf course tomorrow. They obviously didn't set up the golf course as hard as they could today, and there's a big reason for that. I talk about this all the time. You have 156 players today. You have 156 players tomorrow that they have to get through this golf course. And tomorrow, when we talk about the weather, they're going to have some challenges with some wet weather. So, you know, you can't go ballistic on these guys with these hole locations. So you're going to see a couple guys under par. But I tell you what, the gloves are going to come off on Saturday when you only got about 60 to 70 guys left. That's when they're really going to come at them with some hole locations. And that's when they'll really start to beat them up. And we'll really see some fun golf out there.
Keith, the best round of the day so far in the clubhouse and of the morning wave was JJ Spaun. Now, I would say that this is out of nowhere, maybe, but it's not like we haven't talked about this guy this year. I mean, he lost in a playoff to Rory at the Players' Championship. So Spaun has been in some of these big events and hung around this year, but I did not expect, Keith, a bogey-free four under from him in the opening round at Oakmont.
Yeah, there's some symmetry there, too, with DJ, because he opened up with a bogey-free round back in 2016, and he won. And when Kira K. Dixon was interviewing him for NBC, you know, she mentioned that to him, and you saw his face. He was like, whoa, you're getting way ahead of me here. You know, JJ's still probably thinking about that playoff at the Players that you mentioned, right? Well, hey, guess what? JJ, he gained four strokes on the field today with the putter. He putted lights out. Now, he's normally a very good ball striker and tee to green guy, but when the putter matches up, he has the ability to take it deep, and he obviously did that today. I don't see how the putter is sustained gaining four strokes around versus the field, but it was a very nice start for him.
It was a very nice start for him indeed. Of course, Scotty's out there now. I'll get to him in a moment. You know, Rory started fast today, and it looked like Rory was kind of going to go against, you know, we all did, me, you, everybody. We kind of talked bad about Rory this week. He's checked out, played awful last week, could miss the cut, whatever. Gets out to a good front nine. But then, Keith, talk about the wheels coming off the bus, and it wasn't just him. I mean, it rubbed off on Lowry, too, or maybe Lowry rubbed off on Rory. What the hell was going on with that group?
I mean, the Irish Bears shot 9 over today, and he made an eagle. Right? I mean, it's add them up, right? It wasn't pretty. You know, Shane got caught up. You start missing fairways, and what it shows you is you start missing fairways, you start missing greens, and you're not very accurate. I mean, it's just compounding interest. Now, the interesting, you know, like the unique thing about Rory is that for the guys that finished their rounds, he was second in strokes gained off the tee, and he still shot 4 over. So he was a mess after he got away from the driver, and the driver, you know, oddly or ironically, had been all the problems at Quail Hollow and at the RBC Canadian Open. So Rory's kind of going back and forth here, but you can see, like, even as he started off warm, the same thing with the kid, Oberg, right? He started off warm. By the end of the day, if you just can't be patient and just plod your way through this thing, you'll get caught up pretty quick. I mean, we got some guys out there right now that I'm interested in, like Speed Ethan Burns and Rom and everything. Like, just get me in the house around even, +1, -1. Just be in position. You know, you're not going to be anywhere near the cut line, and this thing's going to continue to get harder and harder. We're going to have some weather tomorrow. These guys are going to get out early in the morning before the weather before we get a lot of rain. You know, so we'll talk about the weather for a second. We've got a 40% chance of rain at like 1 p.m., 2 p.m., but then that storm is going to last over the night, all day into Saturday, and we're going to get a little over an inch of rain if the forecast is correct. So this place is going to start to soften up, and the guys that are the best tee to green are going to be the guys that can take advantage.
And is that going to be the kind of rain that we're going to play through rain, or is that going to be the kind of rain where we're blowing horns maybe for an hour? What kind of rain is that going to be tomorrow?
That's still up in the air. What I will say is that there's not going to be a lot of wind, right? The wind is under 6-8 miles an hour. So really it looks like, it's hot out here today, Mike. The bake sale is on, right? It's 90 degrees. It's humid. You know, so you saw the golf course this morning. The guys got out there early. The greens were sticky. They had a chance to hold some greens. It's a little bit crispier out there right now, and it is really, really warm. So not only between your ears is it warm, if you're Shane Lowry or any of these guys like JT that are struggling, but it's definitely warm out there. And you could feel like that a storm could be brewing at any time. So it's probably 50-50 whether or not they come off the golf course, but these guys are going to get wet tomorrow.
So when this finishes up tonight, Keith, and you're looking ahead to maybe add some stuff for tomorrow, it sounds to me like you're looking at some of the guys who are kind of hanging in right now and are out on the course. You mentioned Rom, you mentioned Spieth, you mentioned some of these guys. The guys that are going to finish up today and go out early, those are the guys whose numbers maybe we're going to look at tonight.
Absolutely. Anybody that struck it well this afternoon under the most dry conditions played very, very well, right? So if, let's say it is Spieth and he continues to be under par. He's going to go back out tomorrow morning, and it was tacky out there. You know, like it was, like the grass had a little bit of grab to it from all the humidity and the dew in the morning, because these guys are going off. Like normally the leaders don't go off at 7:15, 7:20 in the morning. They played like 7 or 8 holes where, you know, there was some stickiness to the landing areas. And that really helped those guys out. It certainly helped out J.J. Spaun and a couple of these other guys. Guys are chipping in. Guys are playing really, really well, holding greens. I mean, that second green is playing completely different now than it was at 8 a.m. this morning. And these guys are going to go. They're going to get the quick switch. You know, they're going to go home. They're going to eat. They're going to, you know, recover, and they're going to be right back out tomorrow morning in that 7:30 range. And I think they can really take advantage. And those are the guys, I think, that are really going to set the tone. The afternoon, like you asked, you know, you always get jammed up about the weather. These guys could get jammed up a little bit. They could come on and off the golf course. Maybe they don't finish the round. They got to come back Saturday. So it's something to keep in mind. I definitely like the PM, AM guys.
And Keith, you will be back with us tomorrow as we head towards the cut line, head towards the weekend from right there in Oakmont. Keith Stewart from Read the Line with us on Coast to Coast. We're back right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Well, thank God we have Stewie, because they took it off of USA and put it on Peacock, which I have in other rooms here, but I don't have it in the studio. So I had to revert back to Giants and Rockies at Coors, and it's 7-3 in the bottom of the seventh, Giants going for 8 in a row. The golf now will be from your lips to my ears, and I'll be able to look at the leaderboard. Still hoping for your .50-1. What do we got?
The good news is Sung J.M.'s going to give one back here. He's at 5-under, but he just missed a long par putt. So he's going to, at minimum, go to -4 here. Pavon's still 3-under as he's playing now, I guess, the second on the front nine. And we've got, who else is here? Burns is back to 2-under. So we've got a couple of these guys just hanging around, as Keith was just mentioning here, trying to finish up. And he said, Scotty, actually, they're going to get some rain tomorrow afternoon. You were saying earlier about the weather that's going to come in. He right. says that is going to catch some of them in the – so the guys in the afternoon are going to have to deal with some weather. Those would be the guys that went out this morning. These guys that are finishing up now, they're going to get the dry conditions in the morning when they go back out. The afternoon wave is going to deal with some weather and some wet conditions. So that's what we have looking at Oakmont moving forward. How about hockey?
Everybody loves hockey. Now.
Everybody does love hockey. You know what else they love? Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Finals, of course, which will resume tonight in South Florida after the Panthers beat up the Oilers in game number 3 a couple of nights back. They will get back in the mix tonight. Why don't we start by hearing from Leon Draisaitl? Of course, the Oilers, after getting smashed the other night, need to put that one behind them and get themselves ready for game 4.
I mean, sometimes those games where you just get waxed a little bit, they're almost easier to get out of, right? Because we didn't play our best. They played their best. We weren't even close to bringing our best. So, you know, you park that, you move on. Obviously, you think about it, but yeah, today's a great chance for us to tie the series.
Yeah, that's one way of looking at it. You can say all you want about, oh, we just moved past it. They got their ass beat, all right? So talking about, we didn't have it, they had their best game, so now we can just go have our best game. Well, prove it, because I saw none of that the other night. In game 3, I saw none of that. So if they don't win tonight in Sunrise, they're screwed.
Yeah, it sounds nice when you say it, but you have to then
it's
go
cheap.
Out and prove it on the other side of it. That's for sure. Next, let's hear from Paul Maurice. Of course, Brad Marchand has made a huge impact here in the Stanley Cup final. What did Maurice think when he was getting this guy on his team? Obviously, his reputation, we know what it was, the rat, etc. Maurice, he loves this guy, of course, because he's on his team now.
You hear about the reputation as a player, but I didn't know that how much... He's awesome. Like, he is funny to be around. Just sit off at 5 or 10 feet, and you walk away with a smile every day. He's just in such a good mood every day. Loves the game. Loves his teammates. Such a smart player, creative hands, but it was the penalty killing that I thought for sure we're getting, right? Where I fit him, I don't know. Who he plays with, I don't know, but I know that guy's an elite penalty killer, and he and Anton Lundell have been a great pair for us.
So here's the deal. He's the guy that you hate to death, but if he's on your team, you love him. He's the guy you just don't want to play against, but you want to play with. It's real simple. He's a winner. And he comes up big all the time, doing all the little things on the ice. He scores, he steals pucks, he hits guys, he can PK, he can do everything. He can skate, he knows how to pass, perfect, you know, tape job passes. The guy's fantastic. He can tip in, he can get his stick on anything. And he's, you know, 5 foot tall. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's like watching TJ McConnell on skates.
It is like watching TJ McConnell on skate sometimes when you look at him. You and Gabe talked about this earlier. Overs, obviously, have been hot in the Stanley Cup final. Now, Stanley Cup final games with totals of 6 or more, in the last 20 years, it was 2-8, those that go into the over. 3-0 in this series for the over so far. Every game has been over. That trend going to continue tonight, Scotty, the over trend in this series?
Yeah, you know, I've gotten all three overs and I've gotten all three money lines, and I'm going to go over again. And the Oilers, I think the only way for them, in my view, I don't believe for 1 minute that Skinner can stop them from scoring. So I think it's going to be a wild game, but I think they can actually win this game 5-3. I think they can win the game, but they're going to have to score 5 or 6 goals to do it, because Florida's not denied ever. When do you see them get shut out or blanked or stopped? On their home ice? Good luck. In fact, not only that, in all three games, I hit the goal in the first 10 minutes. I mean, they score goals within a minute of all three games. A minute into the game, they're on the board. So I don't want to hear it. It's still an over for me. But, you know, stranger things have happened. I will say this. I've already said a number of times, I think games 5, 6, and 7, if it comes down to that, will be your unders. I think the longer it goes, the tighter it gets. It's always been that way in the Stanley Cup Finals. Last year was 2-1 in game 7. 2-1. What just happened?
Your boy Koepka had about... First of all, he lipped out for birdie. It was a great shot, but it lips out. The lip out went about 2.5 feet away from the hole, He burned the par putt after the lip out, and now he just blew it by the hole. He's going to end up bogeying now, a hole that he lipped out for birdie. He's going to end with a bogey and go back down to even. So that is going to steam Koepka here as he continues to move ahead.
Highly unfortunate.
In this round. Highly unfortunate for him. I will give you all the other numbers for tonight, the money line numbers, the most bet player props, etc., when we come back. Oilers-Panthers, a big game.
And then after that, we've got Adam Kaplan for a double shot.
Yes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
7-5 now, Giants, as the Rockies creep closer at Coors. In the bottom of the seventh, they got runners on first and second with one out, and they're at bat. We're talking about the Stanley Cup Finals, which resume tonight in Sunrise in South FLA near the Sawgrass and the P.F. Chang's, near the Everglades, near the Turnpike. Where's Waldo? Is he at the U.S. Open? Is he at the Stanley Cup Finals? You never know. But game four tonight, I'm stoked.
I did see as part of that Rocky comeback that our boy Mickey, forget the cognac, get me the moniac, hit a homer for the Rockies in some of those runs there. Forget the cognac, get me the moniac, going deep for Colorado. I got this down to minus 150 for the Panthers tonight, plus $1.25 for the Oilers. The 6.5 total, as we talked about. I'm going Edmonton tonight, Scotty. I think they even it 2-2.
Yeah, me too. And, I have to tell you that I hope for that more than I believe in it. Mm. Fair enough. Like, I actually am going for it with you, and I said I would. And I've hit all three games, all three overs, and I've hit the early goal under 10 minutes three times, hit everything in this. I'm very worried about them winning tonight. I want it. I'm not sure I believe it. I look at that right there. I mean, the book's screaming that the Panthers are going to kick their ass again. Minus $1.54, like they don't think they have a shot at all. Look at this money they're giving out if Edmonton wins. I don't believe it, but I'm going for it with you. I'm not feeling good about it. So tomorrow, if they don't get it done, I'm going to say, I never believed in it to begin with. I'm going for it because I said the Oilers are going to win the cup. For the whole year, not just this, series. For the whole year, I've been on the Edmonton Oilers to win the Stanley Cup. That they were going to come back, go to the finals, and win the cup for McDavid. That he's too good to not win a cup. And Draisaitl. And they're in big trouble. They are in big trouble. They have to win tonight. I'm not sure I believe they can, but I'm betting them.
They do have to win tonight. That is for sure. All right. Most bet player props tonight. It's always McDavid to score a goal. He's always the most bet player prop, plus 145. Draisaitl, plus 115. Bobrovsky under 26.5 saves at plus 110. Draisaitl to score the first goal at 8-1. A goal in the first 10 minutes, yes, at minus 180. The most bet player props tonight.
I mean, that's automatic again. And then I think Bobrovsky's over. I don't believe for 1 minute they can't win with that many shots. They gotta go way over that number. I mean, they gotta come at them with everything they have tonight and none of this nonsense. They have to shoot the puck 35, 40 times. That's all there is to it. And I definitely think McDavid's gonna have a goal finally. He hasn't scored a goal.
He has not. I agree with you. I think tonight's the night he cracks the egg. Tonight's the night that you get a McDavid goal here in this series for the Oilers. They need it. That's how they're going to win this game. It's McDavid and Draisaitl.
I actually believe if they go to overtime, Draisaitl will do it again. From McDavid.
Man, he's been so good in these overtimes. He's been so good in the extra session. Yeah, those are the guys that it has to be. I know that they've gotten a lot from their secondary and tertiary guys, but you're down 2-1. You got to even this thing up. Those are the guys that got to do it.
I think tonight the refs put the whistles away because the other night was embarrassing.
I was just going to say that. I was just going to say to you, I think we'll see a much different game than we saw the other night. Whether whether it's a smarter game or a ref whistle in the pocket game, whatever way it goes. You ain't going to get 19 combined power plays
in this game tonight. I mean, this game's going to be 1-5 on five.
It ruined the game. Game three was ruined by the refs. They need to stay out of this unless guys are getting decapitated. If you're getting injured, decapitated, or cheap shotted, you know, in the knee, in the head, anyone that tries to take out someone's knee or tries to, you know, give someone a concussion, I think they should go to the box. Any other reason, it should be really, frankly, you know, injury only penalties. They cannot have that many penalties again. It ruined the game.
John Rahm gets himself to 2 under here, Scotty. So Rahm is 2 back of the lead here as he's been playing steady golf over the past few holes. Pavon just missed another birdie putt. He's still at 3 under. We got to get at least a 4 here. We got to get moving here, Pavon.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So Adam Kaplan is our NFL insider. You catch him every Thursday here on C2C. You see him on Sports Grid. You can follow him on X at Kaplan NFL. He's covered a league for almost 30 years. He's been with us from the jump. And we love Double Shot Thursdays with Adam. We start with the Vikings today as JJ has been medically cleared for everything. He can do it all now with the Vikings. What amazes me is that the coach of the year and a team that won without him and won a ton of games, no one respects him at all in the sports books and are giving him no chance to do anything. And to me, that's insanity.
Yeah, Scott, it's funny. You and I haven't talked about the Vikings in a while, but it's time to. So they never pursued Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers actually called the Vikings. Kevin O'Connell confirmed that the Vikings head coach. He talked to Rodgers more than once, but he made it clear to Rodgers that their plan was, as long as McCarthy was healthy, and he is now, that he'd be their quarterback going forward. So McCarthy confirmed this week to their media that he was cleared last week. So he's doing everything during their offseason program now, and that's great. They did make the trade for Sam Howell to be their number two quarterback. So they know the way this is going to look. There's no question about it. But you're right, Scott. They're only given an 8.5 win total by the odds makers. Now, the over is minus 135 because they should be somewhere around 9 wins. And the under is plus 115. So, yeah, they're picked, by the way, to finish fourth. They're plus 145 to finish fourth. They're plus 225 to finish third. And it finished in second. They're plus 320. So nobody respects them. Despite that offense that's very underrated, they're loaded at running back, loaded at receiver. Defensively, Brian Flores, one of the top defensive coordinators in the National Football League, great defensive mind, gets the most out of the least. He's phenomenal. But nobody respects him. Everyone's going to expect that the Lions are going to win it with all their defensive problems they had to finish late last season. You know what happened against Washington in the playoffs. And, of course, the Packers are the perennial really good team in the regular season. Then Matt LaFleur and the rest of the team does not do well in the playoffs. But no one really respects this team. And Chicago, by the way, you know, you and I have talked about Chicago and Ben Johnson. They're kind of the sexy team. A lot of bettors think they're not going to finish in fourth. That's why the Vikings are number four right now.
Yeah, I think they will still finish last. You know, that guy got that job for a reason, because they stink. Not because they're good. All that they said last year, there was, when they got him, when they got the quarterback, they thought that they were going to the Super Bowl. There were a lot of people that said the Bears, they were betting on the Bears. There were so many tickets on the Bears to go to the Super Bowl. It wasn't even funny. The Bears haven't sniffed a Super Bowl since '85. And I'm telling you, you cannot even compare them to this Viking team with O'Connell and Flores. Those are two great coaches. Their offense kicked ass. Their defense kicked ass. And now they got their dream quarterback's knee better, ready to go. I don't understand this at all. I don't understand where these people come from with these idiotic predictions. Honestly, they're stupid.
Yeah, listen, Scott, you and I talked about this leading to last season with Matt Eberflus. He was the favorite for coach of the year. You know how that worked out. It was an absolute disaster. Now, when you look at J.J. McCarthy, it's a torn right meniscus. That's a brutal injury. But he's good to go here. Their hope is he can regain what he put together late before he got hurt. He got hurt in the first preseason game at home against the Raiders. By the way, he played great in that game. I know it's the preseason. He looked really good. He came on late. Now, their plan was to go with Sam Darnold anyway early in the season. And you know how Sam Darnold did. He did very well and parlayed that into a good free agent contract with the Seahawks. But McCarthy is their guy. Their plan the entire offseason was they want to go forward with J.J. McCarthy. And look, I told you before last year's draft, Scott, there's some teams that didn't like McCarthy. Some teams I talked to had a third-round grade on the player. But the Vikings really liked him. He's their guy. And I agree with you. They're not a fourth-place team. In fact, I like him in that third slot at plus 225 to finish in third place.
I'm actually going to go rogue and say they finish in second.
Wow.
I think they have a better season than anyone thinks. That they're, and not only that, I would rather have that young kid than that old man Rodgers any day of the week. Now, I have to have Rodgers, and we'll talk about him later, but I have to have him. I have no choice at this point as a season ticket holder and a Steeler fan. I have no choice. It's already a done deal, so it's inevitable. But if I were them, I think they did the right thing, actually, and going with the guy that they drafted, that they wanted, that they believe in, that, you know, has a bright future. And we'll see what he's made of over than some 41-year-old washed quarterback. It's unbelievable to me. It's staggering. Let's talk about the Broncos. I think Sean Payton did a great job with the Broncos last year. My guess would be that it's only going to get better from here because they got surprising work out of Knicks, and he turned into a stud, and they got a good coach, and they got players, and now they've gone out and got a deeper running back room.
Yeah, I like this move. So, Scott, a couple things here when we talk about the Broncos. See, the expectations were little last year. We know that. Given it, depending on which book you look at, anywhere for 4.5 to 5.5 win total. Obviously, they went way over that. They made the playoffs. So they're not shocking anyone anymore. Like you talked about the job that Bo Nix did with Sean Payton, the head coach, calling the plays. They work very well together. They're pretty loaded at wide receiver. Now, what I found interesting is they drafted a running back in R.J. Harvey in the second round. And Scott, as I've told you, the second round is a starter round. So Harvey, if he's ready to go, pass protection, he knows the playbook very well, he executes well in training camp, he'll be expected to play quite a bit this season. But they weren't finished. They were not happy with the running back room last season. They said goodbye to Williams. Devontae Williams signed with the Cowboys. Aldrick Estime from Notre Dame is a bigger back. He didn't really impress. Shalom McLaughlin's a changeup. So they went with J.K. Dobbins this week. They signed him to a one-year deal, Scott. If you look at Dobbins' career, remember, he's a former first-round pick for the Ravens. Over his career, his 5 years of play, he's had a torn ACL. He's had a torn Achilles. That's not stopped him. He's been an excellent back, very explosive. He wound up surprising a lot of people, Scott. He led the Chargers in rushing. So why didn't they bring him back? They went with Omarion Hampton in the first round at running back. They brought over Najee Harris from the Steelers, so they're set there, so they didn't bring him back. But I like this move. And also, Scott, Javonte Williams did a nice job catching the football, but this is where Dobbins could actually help them. Dobbins is kind of sneaky in the screen game. I like this move. This is a sneaky free agent move in June. We'll talk about the fantasy props in a couple of weeks when we look at the running back position, but I like this move. No, they're not going to win the division. It's too strong, the AFC West, but they absolutely could challenge for a playoff spot because Bo Nix is another guy that a lot of clubs didn't like last season, but he did very, very well.
So you spoke of what the Chargers have done, and I know that in the past you've talked to me about that you like Harbaugh now, year two, what they have. Yeah. They're loaded, and you just mentioned Najee and everything else and the kid Hampton. They're lethal. Do you still stand by, is it Kansas City and then LA, then Denver and then Vegas? Or how do you see it playing out? You put the Chargers ahead of the Broncos, don't you?
I did. Actually, oh yeah. In fact, my upset special is going to be the Chargers to win the AFC West. I like those odds because you're getting plus money. Somewhere around plus 175, plus 200 last time I looked. And then I like Harbaugh as the coach of the year. He is so good, Scott. If you look at his resume, University of San Diego, Stanford, as you know, the 49ers made the Super Bowl in 2012 with Colin Kaepernick at quarterback. He's done a great job here, did a great job at Michigan, won a national championship. Everywhere he's gone in his football coaching career, college or pro, he's won. he puts together what we call a turnaround program. You know they're going to run the football with Greg Roman, his guy. That's coming. You know that. And their defense overchief with Jesse Minter, who was a defensive coordinator at Michigan, he brought him over, did a great job. And I know it's L.A. It's tough to win there. It's tough to draw a crowd because they share the stadium with the Rams. But they shocked me. I got that one wrong. The total last year, Scott, was 8.5, and they went over it. I give them credit.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
So let me go back to this for a second.
Yep.
You're taking the Chargers to not only do better than the Broncos and the Raiders, you're taking them to win the West at plus +190 over Kansas City. And then do you believe that, so what, Kansas City you see as a wild card or something? And do you think their run of going to Super Bowls is over?
I got the Chiefs finishing second. They'll be a wild card, one of the seven teams to make it in the AFC. I look, Andy Reid's phenomenal, and you and I have been talking off the air about this. At some point, that reign's going to be over. You just can't do it every year. And I know the Chiefs have owned the Chargers for a number of years. Scott, you know, previously before Harbaugh got there, how many times did the Chargers choke games at the end in the fourth quarter? They're not doing that anymore. Their coaching's terrific. And the last time we talked about it, I'm going to talk about it again. Justin Herbert is very gifted. He hasn't quite played as well as a lot of us thought he could, but the coaching is great. I love the scheme that Greg Roman has, their offensive coordinator, the run scheme, the most sophisticated in the National Football League. It helps Herbert. There's no question about it. I like their backfield. Maren Hampton's very explosive at running back. The coaching is phenomenal. That's the other part about this, man. The secret sauce to the Chargers is their coaching staff. And they're going to surprise a lot of people at plus +190 to win the AFC West.
Wow. All right, let's go on to the Steelers. Has the Aaron Rodgers signing changed anything in terms of their team odds?
No, it hasn't. It's so funny because, a lot of people expected things to change. Their win total is still 8.5. The over is still plus +100, Scott. So people still think it's clear the money is on it to go under. The under is minus -120. It's the same as last week. To win the AFC North, it's plus +600. That hasn't changed. To finish in third place at minus -135, which is pretty much, to be honest with you, where they should finish. The Browns are the clear winner of the fourth place crown. And to finish in second place, they're plus +310. To make the playoffs, to make it, they're plus +145, no 175. Here's the problem, though, with that one. This is what's tough. Tomlin never had a losing record. I know they've not won a playoff game since 2016, but you know what, Scott? The chances are they're going to be around 9-8. But I'll say it again: they're just not good enough. But here's another thing: number two receiver is a question. The running game is a question. Their left tackle, Broderick Jones, you and I have talked about him before, is in question. Those are some serious issues for me. Their defense, you know, is going to be good. I'm not worried about T.J. Watt. But in his contract situation, these things usually work out. But they have some questions in offense. And then with Rodgers at 41.5 years old, once again, Scott, I give the guy credit. He didn't miss a game last season despite playing with two injuries. It's really hard. He's just not the same player he once was.
So when they won 10 games last year by December and they made the playoffs, they blew it in December, obviously, lost the division to the Ravens. No one thought they were going to do anything last year with Wilson and Fields to begin with. And they won 10 games before December. And this guy, Tomlin, always wins. He's a regular season juggernaut. Uh-huh. And now all of a sudden you're going to go against him because they get Aaron Rodgers?
Scott, last year in May and June, when you and I saw 7.5 wins, we said, that's going over. There's no way they're not going to get at least 8 wins. Okay, that was a lock. This year it's harder because they haven't cured the question marks at running back. Left tackle is a problem. Number two receiver is a problem. Remember, they traded Pickens. They still haven't solved it. Now, Roman Wilson is healthy finally, but he's more of a number three. So that does worry me.
Their ability from Iowa is too young to do well. He's ripped. He's a power running back. You think he's too young to be effective?
I know. He fits what they want in a power running game. I get that. He's got to prove it. He is a rookie. That you're talking about Caleb Johnson, the rookie running back from Iowa. He's a power back. I know he fits it. He's got to show it, though, in training camp. To me, they're a very, very mediocre team, maybe just above average. I don't see them getting the playoffs. I know that's blasphemy. When it comes to Tomlin, he's terrific. But, Scott, this is the thing, man. They got to take the next step, and they're not taking the next step this season. I just don't see it.
Oh, you're just so disappointing. You went to see the Pirates play the Phillies, and I thought you'd turn the corner, and then you turn right around and go right back to the butcher knife in my chest and stab me right in the chest like Chucky. Look at you just stabbing me in the chest. All right, let's talk about NFC East and preview the Bills. Are the Cook problems with their, you know, relationship with this crazy agent of his, the same guy representing the Stewart guy in Cincinnati, this lunatic young agent, is he going to get Cook his money or not?
I'm not worried about the situation with James Cook. Again, here's Scott, we're in June here. Let's see what happens when he's got a report to training camp. That's when you know it's really, really serious. Look, their over-under total is 11.5, Scott. The over is minus 155 because they are so much better than any team in the AFC East. It's ridiculous. They're the biggest lock to win their division. The under is plus 130. To win that division, they're minus 275. Scott, that's a lock. I mean, I know that's a lot of to give up, but I love them at that. And to make the playoffs, it's a lock. So, Scott, if you look at their issues, they had to address the receiver position, okay? They let Amari Cooper leave. He had the wrist injury from last season, okay? So he's not going to be back. Josh Palmer, the Chargers, is pretty talented, who could run, big play guy. Elijah Moore, very sneaky transaction, like that signing at receiver, former second-round pick from the Jets. Joey Bosa comes over. I know he's dealing with an injury. He'll be ready to go by training camp. Michael Hyde, who I like a lot, who's another edge rusher coming over from the Rams. T.J. Sanders, a second-round D tackle. Ogunjobi, I know he's suspended for 6 games, but he'll be there. And Maxwell Harrison's the first-round corner. Like him, the only guy they really lost of note is Rasul Douglas, who started a corner, but Harrison replaced him. They're going to be right there, Scott. They're going to make another huge run in the AFC, those Bills.
Let's save the Dolphins for next week, believe it or not, because I want to ask you one last question. Does Josh Allen win another MVP, or did getting married screw him up?
To Haley Steinfeld? No, I don't see it. So it's going to come down to him to him and Lamar again. You know that this is going to be what we're seeing year to year to year between those two.
Yeah, I really enjoy watching Lamar lose in the playoffs every year. It's fun for me. It's always just my favorite time of the year. Adam, fantastic work again, my friend. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Everybody loves leftovers.
Everybody does love leftovers. I figure I'll give you one last look at what's going on here. J.J. Spawn is back alone at 4-under. Now, Sungjae Im had gotten to 5-under. Problem is he's now bogeyed his last couple holes, so he's back down to 3-under now. Thirsty Lawrence, of course, is in the clubhouse at 3-under. This Rasmus Neergaard Pedersen, who is also 3-under right now, with still a bunch of holes left to play. Forget about Pavan. He double bogeyed a hole. He's finished. He went down to 1-under, so he's got no shot now getting that. Can't have it. John Rahm, meanwhile, had an eagle to get to 2-under, but then bogeyed. He's back to 1-under.
Fail.
So fails all around. Cameron Young is at 2-under. Maybe we can get him to 4 and get a little chop, chop, chop of a first-round leader. So a lot of fun at Oakmont. Tomorrow we'll have round number 2. Scheffler, by the way, he's been hitting out of high grass all day long, this guy. But amazingly, he's only one over and he's 2 over now and still the betting favorite. So figure that out. Joey Bosa expects to be a full go when the Bills start training camp. He sat out all these mandatory mini camps with a calf injury. It was just out of caution, made sure that he was going to be okay when camp gets going. I have no faith that Joey Bosa will be healthy.
Did you hear Adam? He's like, oh, he'll be ready for camp. I'm like, this guy's injured. Yeah. I'm 60 and have less injuries playing basketball 6 days a week than that guy.
He's already planted the seed for an injury this year. I was injured in May. You know, he's already showing you that he's got problems. You talked a lot already about the Bengals, Shamir Stewart, who left minicamp. And that's not over money, remember. The Bengals tried to slide some clause in his contract, voiding guarantees that no one else has, that it gets a first-round rookie deal. And him and his agent are like, why am I the guinea pig for this? So basically, that's why he has not signed his deal. And the Bengals are stupid. We'll just continue to. They just are. I mean, it's always them with this stuff.
They're trying to pull a fast one on the young agent is what they're doing.
That's what they tried to do. The Patriots are going to unveil their Tom Brady statue at Gillette Stadium on the August 8th preseason game against Washington. Big statue of TB12 outside Gillette going forward.
So, nothing like unveiling that in the preseason when no one wants to go to games.
No. We talked yesterday about how the United States men's soccer team has been getting smashed. They lost that game to Switzerland the other night. Have you seen this stuff with Pulisic that some of the older players have kind of took some shots at him for not playing in the Gold Cup? Landon Donovan, Tim Howard said some stuff. I think obviously Alexi Lalas might have been involved in this too. Pulisic went on some show basically to say that they're all out of line and that they should not be saying what they said about him not playing in the Gold Cup this summer. That's
you know
good.
What else?
Piss off the one good player that they have, the United States team has. Get him upset.
Here's how much those guys matter anymore at all in soccer.
They don't. You're right. They don't matter. They just don't matter. Boogie Cousins, we did that story the other day. He ended up getting the rack, suspended for the rest of the season. The team he plays for terminated his contract in that Puerto Rican league. Boogie finished down there in Puerto Rico.
He grabbed his junk, and then he rubbed the guy's face in his hand.
Yeah, he's... And finally for me, Jay-Z is $1 million lighter after last night. He made a $1 million bet on Oklahoma City to beat the Pacers in exactly 5 games. It would have won him $2.3 million. Instead, he has now lost $1 million because that is not going to happen now.
Well, his wife makes more money than him anyway. Pharrell will finish. Pope Leo, your boy, wearing a White Sox hat in a photo at the Vatican. in the general audience at the Vatican, your boy shows up in a Chai Sox hat. Strong effort from Pope Leo. Actor Harris Yulin passes away at 87. You know Yulin from Scarface. Hey, Frank, you know what a hussy is, Frank? That's a pig that don't fly straight. And then he filled him up with bullets, and then he looked over and he goes, hey, Manny, you want a job? That was the greatest movie scene of all time, right there, Garber High. Front Office Sports Today is next, then GTD, then the original OG, In-Game Live, then Sports Rage. Catch Garber and Lisi at 8. Get my app, search for all. See you tomorrow at 3 on Coast to Coast.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.